Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. Well, a happy Gay Pride Day to gay people and other people who celebrate it. I mean, I'm not one of them. Now, is being gay something to be proud of? I don't think so. It's morally neutral. It's nothing to be ashamed of either. I recognise it's natural in some people. Anything from 5% of the population up to 20% of the population I've seen in some studies. But I think they're talking about anybody even who's bi curious at that point. Someone, anyone is not exclusively heterosexual. So I suppose I don't regard myself as a straight ally. I'm not anti-gay in any way. I think, you know, gay pride is unnecessary, is also harmless. I wouldn't want to stop it. I'm not going to get in the way of people having fun. But, you know, if people are proud to be homosexual, I'm not going to tell them they're wrong. I mean, I'm not proud of being straight. Am I really? Maybe a tiny bit, sort of indifferent. But if you're really comfortable with yourself, you don't, probably wouldn't give it that much thought. So, all right, it brings joy to some people. And in Oxford, I saw hundreds of people and was astonished by how many hundreds walking along with the rainbow flags, things painted on their faces. There are a lot of people in drag or transsexuals or whatever, placards protect trans kids or trans rights now, or this sort of nonsense lying about what people are. But I don't deny their right to say what they believe. I do dislike the way I'm not allowed to say what I believe sometimes. So, yeah, this has brought happiness to some. I don't think it upsets many people, maybe some religious fundamentalists, but that's not a reason to stop it. But all the trouble is, if it's leftist groups, certain minority groups, if they don't like something, somehow it's got to be criminalized, but not if other groups don't like something. So, yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to get in the way of this. Now, this was once courageous, but it's now just conformist, and people are just jumping on the bandwagon. Now, Oxford being a loony liberal city, and methinks there's a correlation between high ability to the humanities and homosexualism amongst males anyway. So if the United Kingdom is like 5% non-straight, in Oxford it's got to be double that quite easily. So that's why there's least need for it. So people who went the first gay pride march in London 1972, that took balls. It doesn't anymore. That was a sacking offence in 1972, and most jobs only just being decriminalised. It was highly contentious. Obviously, they weren't allowed in the armed forces. Even in 1995, a man was jailed for homosexual conduct, because whilst it was decriminalised in society generally in Wales and England, it was still against military discipline. Until about 2001, and that was pursuant to European Court of Human Rights ruling. Goodness, I mean, I don't object to gay marriage. It's brought happiness to some people. I don't think it's undermined heterosexual marriage. I've met Peter Tatchell a few times, the most tireless gay rights campaigner in the United Kingdom. And he said that straights were deserting marriage in droves. So shouldn't those who approve of marriage try to encourage people to marry who weren't previously allowed to wed? And how about bringing up children? And I recognise, you know, a child is better up brought up by a gay couple than in an orphanage, usually, or in carers, as encouraged to say these days. I mean, okay, ideally, a family is supposed to be a microcosm of society with a mother and a father. On the other hand, you can't have all the races in a family. You might have two races, or so one of the parents might be biracial. You might have three. You can't include all the races. You can include the only two sexes. And all right, I know there are 1 in a million people who are intersex. But you know, it's better than nothing, and they could be loving parents, I suppose. And the child could biologically, same-sex marriage was granted. It can't easily be now taken away. I don't perceive any public appetite to deprive people of this right. I don't see how that would advance anything. There we are. Even if you disapprove of same-sex marriage, legally that is a situation, which I know is not justificatory in itself. There can be unjust laws. I don't see this as being unjust. So I'm deeply relaxed about homosexuality. I recognise it's always existed in every country, in every era, but it's had to be underground sometimes. And a mature, free country, humane country, would be relaxed about this. There's no particular need to make a song and a dance out of it. And I've got plenty of gay friends who don't wear badges, who don't go on marches, and they do whatever they want to do. And they're straight people who go along with this. Is it for brownie points? Isn't it just being a bit pharisaical because they get promotion? And do we really need the police setting up stalls, handing up leaflets? What a waste of police time. And are they wasting public money on all this sort of stuff? Because then teenagers get the idea that it's superior Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. You're so brave. They declare themselves to be gay, whereas straights don't get that. So they might honestly think it's better or something like that. So obviously, I don't want to go back to the days of persecution. And I realize that homosexuality exists in hundreds of species. So this is nature. And why do we have sexual urges at all? It's to do with reproduction. Is this a misfiring of that gene, like a mutation or something? Not saying that it's morally bad or something, but from nature's perspective, it doesn't serve any purpose. It's just a waste of effort, which is not to say that homosexual people shouldn't be allowed to do whatever they want. Anyway, with the human population higher than ever, I suppose we're not really in danger of dying out. Why was there homophobia? I suppose because, we were primitive tribes of cavemen having children in our mid-teens because we would die by the time we're 30. And half the children died. Infant mortality was very, very high. So had to encourage procreation. Homosexuality was a threat to that, was a distraction from that, and the tribe might die out if it wasn't crushed like that. Fascinatingly, how the Holy Bible doesn't even mention lesbianism, doesn't permit it, doesn't prohibit it, whereas male homosexuality says to be punished with death. Well, I'm very glad we don't do that. That'd be barbaric. So that's it. Well, have a good day, all those who are enjoying this kind of thing. But I do think that showboating politicians tend to exploit this one to grub for votes. Right. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.